Nobody else yet?
Not quite yet.
The recording started, but we are...
Recording is going. We are good.
Waiting a second to see if our applicant is joining us. Rather than officially start, I would prefer to give Roxy a chance to try to get a hold of the applicant. Hey, there we go. See, we have an attendee.
I think that's Mr. Tatum.
Excellent. Okay. Well, then with that, I'll get my gavel out and make it official. And good morning. I'm going to go ahead and call this session of the Kitsap County Hearing Examiner to order. For the record, today is November 4th, 2021 at 9 a.m. We have one item on the agenda today. This is number 21-00116, a request for approval of a conditional use permit to convert an existing cottage and carport into a 534 square foot detached accessory dwelling unit, or ADU, at 3897 Beach Drive East, outside the county's urban growth area, or UGA, on a developed 0.77 acre residential lot near Port Orchard Bay. My name is Andrew Reeves. I'm a hearing examiner with Sound Law Center, who the county has selected to hold certain land use application hearings like this one. And this morning, it will be my role to collect evidence in the form of exhibits and testimony to determine whether this proposal complies with the county's comprehensive plan, zoning ordinances, critical areas ordinances, and the specific criteria for approval of a conditional use permit under section 1755030 of the municipal code, as well as the specific criteria related to an ADU or accessory dwelling unit under section 1714060B3 of the municipal code. To that end, I received 18 exhibits in advance of the hearing that I had an opportunity to review. This includes a staff report prepared by county staff, the application materials, including various plans and other information prepared by the applicant, a few emails back and forth between the applicant and county staff, information on the environmental review that occurred under our state's Environmental Policy Act, information on the notice that occurred in relation to the application, as well as today's hearing, and staff presentation, and a few additional things potentially. So I'm going to go ahead and admit those 18 exhibits into the record. Should anyone have additional exhibits they'd like admitted into the record, let me know when it's your opportunity to testify, and I'll go ahead and address admitting additional exhibits at that time. Speaking of testimony, all testimony today will be under oath or affirmation. That's because we're my decision to be appealed under our state's Land Use Petition Act. The audio recording of today's hearing, as well as any admitted exhibits and my decision itself, would serve as the foundation for any such appeal. I may and often do ask questions of those that are testifying. I'm not trying to trip anyone up. I'm just trying to ensure that within technically in Kitsap County, it's now 3 weeks of the record closing, I can produce a decision that is hopefully clear, cogent, and legally defensible. Finally, the order that we typically follow, and I believe we're going to follow today, is first we'll hear from county staff, who will give an overview of the proposal and discuss any recommendations the county may have. Then we'll turn to our applicant representative to present any additional information they feel that myself or members of the public should be aware of before I make a decision. Then we'll check in and see if there are any members of the public interested in testifying. Currently, we don't seem to have any members of the public that have joined us, but at that point in the hearing, we will go ahead and check and ensure that there are no members of the public that are interested. And ultimately, if the Do testify, or anyone is interested in doing so. At the end, we'll turn it back to the applicant representative and county staff to respond to any such testimony. So that's what we're doing. I thank everyone for being here. And with that, I'll go ahead and get our planner, Roxanne Robles, under oath. So Ms. Robles, do you swear or affirm to tell the truth in the testimony you give here today?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. And could you just clearly spell your name for the audio recording and explain your role in today's hearing?
Yeah, my name is Roxanne Robles, R-O-X-A-N-N-E-R-O-B-L-E-S. I am the staff planner. I prepared the staff report and did the land use and environmental review for this project.
Great. Thank you for being here. Go right ahead.
All righty. Share. All right. Can you see my screen?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Okay, great. So we are going to be talking about the application for the Tatum Accessory Dwelling Unit Permit 21-00116. The project is located in South Kitsap County, just northeast of the Port Orchard Urban Growth Area. It's located along Beach Drive East, shoreline property. The applicant requests to convert an existing cottage and garage into a detached accessory dwelling unit on the 0.77 acre subject parcel per KCC Kitsap County Code 17.410.060.B.3.B. ADUs proposed outside of the urban growth boundary shall be subject to a conditional use permit. Subject size outside of the UGA, so a CUP approval is required. Project is located at 3897 Beach Drive East, Port Orchard, Washington. Assessor's account number is 172402-2-054-2008. This is a critical area map of the property. It is shoreline and but to the east of Beach Drive East, so there aren't any shoreline issues with the conversion of the existing garage to an ADU. There's some steep slopes along the east side of the property, but again, the proposed ADU is within an existing structure. Current zoning of the property is rural residential. Comprehensive plan zoning of the property is also rural residential. Exhibit 10, this is the proposed site plan. So you can see there's an existing residence to the west of the proposed ADU. The ADU will be 534 square feet within an existing garage. The primary residence is 3,766 square feet, and the site is developed also with a 200 square foot shed. There was originally a 334 square foot cabin and carport. The primary residence, shed, and cabin and carport were all built in 1942. Cabin and carport were converted to an 814 square foot garage in 2010. There have been previous applications to remodel the home in 2004 by a previous owner. An application to decommission a 300-gallon fuel tank in 2018 and an application to complete the garage in 2019. I wanted to note that the staff report says that the proposed ADU will be 900 square feet, but that's an error on my part. The proposal is for a 534-square-foot ADU. Corrective comments from the applicant are included as Exhibit 18. The primary residence is currently 3,766 square feet. I'm still waiting for a current floor plan from the applicant, but this is taken from the assessor's office. Exhibit 3, this is the proposed floor plan for the proposed ADU, 534 square feet. And these are photos of the current residence on top, and then the ADU, which is an existing structure, on the bottom. That is all I have.
Great, thank you. So a few things for you, Ms. Robles. Mm-hmm. So I think you just said it, but so this is a, is it an after the fact permit? Is it that the conversion is going to happen, but no external modifications need to occur? Kind of where are we at in this process?
The applicant has stated that the ADU is a habitable area, but that it isn't doesn't currently have the infrastructure in place, which I'm guessing is the kitchen and the bathroom for the ADU. He's wanting to convert part of this garage into something he can rent out.
Got it. Okay. And then you had mentioned needing the floor plan of the primary residence. Is that related to ensuring the ADU matches the primary? What's the thinking there?
I think it's just to ensure that there is a primary residence and that this structure is indeed going to be an accessory unit.
Okay. And then ultimately, based on the materials, if I understand correctly, approval from the health district is necessary. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's to ensure there's adequate sewer facilities for the bathroom.
Yeah.
Okay. Exhibit 11, I believe, was a stormwater waiver. Do we have any information on whether that's approved or does that happen later in the process? I just couldn't tell.
I received a comment from our stormwater reviewer this morning. There were no comments about stormwater since this is going to be basically an interior improvement of an existing structure. So they don't, the stormwater waiver kind of reflects that.
Okay, so the waiver, as far as we know, will be granted or is granted. It's not my job to grant it. Is that accurate? Yeah.
Stormwater review has been approved. So yes, okay. The stormwater waiver is granted.
Thank you. Waiver is approved, not the hearing examiner's job. Okay. In terms of the State Environmental Policy Act, there was a determination of non-significance, which makes a lot of sense. No major impacts, but I did notice it was a revised DNS. I was just curious, do you have any info on why it was revised?
Again, an error on my part. I issued the DNS before all of the review steps were completed, so we had to reissue once all the review steps were completed. But it's a determination of non-significance. It was basically the same, just needed to, as an administrative procedure, needed to be reissued after all the steps were completed.
Okay, so no change, just sort of covering your bases, yeah. Making sure, and there were no comments to the best of my knowledge, correct?
No comments received.
Best of your knowledge as well. Excellent. I believe then, oh, and finally, has the comprehensive plan or zoning code been amended in any way that would impact this proposal since it was deemed complete?
We recently updated our shoreline master program, but again, because this is an interior improvement, it's not applicable to this proposal.
Okay, sorry. And then not the final, because I just noticed two more things. The staff report on page 4 references the northern setback, and it would appear the setback isn't with what is required, but is that the residence, which is pre-existing and unrelated to the ADU, which is what I'm dealing with?
Page 4. I need to pull that up and reference.
No problem. Sorry to...
That one moment. It's okay. Need to refresh my memory.
Just based on the site plan you showed, it looked like the house was a little bit close on the north, but the ADU is quite a bit further back.
Oh. It's illegal. It's a legal non-conforming use since it's an existing structure. I mean, these structures were built in 1942.
Right.
Before our current setbacks, probably. So yeah, that's going to be okay for this.
Okay. But just so I get it in my head, mm-hmm. is the setback problem, if there were one, which I'm not saying there is, mm-hmm. it seems that the house is what we're talking about, not the ADU. Am I grasping that?
You look at the site plan. Yes, it looks like it's the house that is closer to the front, the front setback. Yeah.
And then finally, there was something in the staff report about bed and breakfasts. Could you just clarify what the bed and breakfast issue potentially could be?
Just that if they were to use it as any kind of vacation rental or any rental that's less than 30 consecutive days, they would need to get another conditional use permit.
But an administrative one, correct?
Yes.
They wouldn't have to come before me is the point.
Yeah.
Okay, need an ACP. Okay, thank you. I believe those were the questions I had. Did you have anything further before we hear from the applicant?
Nope.
Great, thank you so much. So at this point, we will go to our applicant, I think indicated as Jim. I assume this is James Tatum. And you might have to unmute yourself. So you, Mr. Tatum, can you hear, are you there?
I wonder if maybe try this might also be his phone number. So let me go ahead and move that one over too.
Sure. And would it be *6 to
unmute? Yeah, *6 to unmute if that's the if it's the dial-in.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, is this James Tatum?
Yeah, speaking.
Great, thank you for being here. I'm gonna swear you in, okay?
Yes.
Do you swear affirm to tell the truth in the testimony you give here today?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. And could you just clearly spell your name for the audio recording?
Yes. First name James, J-A-M-E-S, last name Tatum, T-A-T-U-M.
Thank you for being here, Mr. Tatum. So this is your opportunity to present any additional information that you feel myself or members of the public should be aware of before I make any decision on this proposal.
Yes. First of all, want to comment. I've been trying to log into the video call and have not been able to do so. I don't know why that is the case. I have been able to see the hearing and whatnot, but evidently you cannot see me, and I don't know why that is. A little disturbing.
Well, I'm sorry that's not working, but I can hear you, and I'm happy to listen to any of the testimony you want to provide.
Yes, well, first of all, I did provide comments to the staff report, and ask that they be included as an exhibit. Don't know if you had a chance to look at that.
I did. I received that yesterday, Mr. Tatum, and I made that exhibit 18 as part of the record.
Okay. And the other thing, I guess I would comment that, first of all, I'm not aware of any request to submit floor plans for the primary residence. There was quite a lot of confusion in the application process with what was required and what wasn't required, but the application was approved for review, and I am not aware of any requests for additional information with respect to the primary residence. So that's news to me. Other comment I guess I have is that evidently the review is done tends to be quite a lot of boilerplate involved. And as such, the staff's conditions may not be entirely appropriate for the situation that I currently have. For example, from what Roxanne was saying, a correction from my end is that the ADU is in fact essentially complete. It's not a a garage and it's not a carport, it is as shown on the submitted information application materials where it shows the carport and the cottage have been combined. It has running water. It's hooked up to the sewer. And it is completely habitable, as I have described.
I guess on that note, Mr. Tatum, have you received any kind of permit or review from the health department in relation to hooking up to the sewer to ensure that there's adequate capacity?
Yes, I contacted sewer West Sound Utilities District and asked them about that. The residence is situated on a lot that originally had a septic system, currently does not, even though the staff's report indicates that it is. Currently the sewage and wastewater drains into an E1 collection tank, and it is pumped by a grinder pump to the sewer line that runs along Beach Drive. The cottage is, or the ADU is connected into that same system. It drains into that collection tank, and by the same grinder pump, it is pumped to the sewage line, and West Sound Utility said that was perfectly fine. They approved it, and I submitted that information to Kitsap County during the review process. There should be a letter or something. I'd have to dig up, go to my files and find it, but there is something that was done to that effect, and as far as I know, it wasn't a problem. So I'm a little confused about, why that information isn't readily available. So I just wanted to provide that clarification. And the other thing, as far as the conditions, conditions may not be entirely suitable because it's a boilerplate review. For example, there's a condition that the staff is requiring about the road access, that it may be necessary to improve or upgrade the road approach to satisfy existing code requirements. And that seems rather odd to me that on a project where you're not really working on the driveway or the road approach, that there would be a requirement to backfit current requirements on something that's working perfectly fine and otherwise would not require modification or improvement as part of the project. And I don't see a regulatory basis for stating that position, a Kitsap County code requirement. It's just something that's listed as, I think it's condition 26.
Sure, so, I guess my read of that, Mr. Tatum, is it's maybe necessary as opposed to that you shall do something, but maybe read it differently or...
Yeah, I would understand that differently because if you take it from the beginning, it says that the road approach is required, I don't have it in front of me, but it has statement to the effect that it's required. And the towards the end, it says the existing road approach may need to be improved. I don't understand. It sounds like you could read that as it would have to be improved as part of the required statement that preceded it. And it could be just a misunderstanding on my part, but I just want to make sure that we understand, is it required or isn't required? And if it is required, what's the regulatory basis? That's what I'm looking for.
Sure. I think Ms. Robles may have some thoughts on that, but I want to let you continue and finish any thoughts or testimony you have before we go back to her.
The other thing that is rather disappointing to me is that the original, the cottage, I just want to clarify, the cottage and the carport were combined, and work was done on that in permit number 19-00997. Okay, now that permit, as it was approaching the expiration, I contacted DCD, and I asked if I should request another extension for that permit because I do have the ADU conditional use permit under review, and it's taking longer than I anticipated. So I couldn't, didn't feel it appropriate to do any more work under the 00997 permit until I had the ADU permit, with my intention being to convert that 00997 permit to an ADU permit. And I was told by DCD it wasn't necessary, that the ADU permit, conditional use permit, would be sufficient. And from what I'm seeing in the conditions and the staff's report, it is not sufficient. I will need to get another building permit, and I should have extended the expiration date on the 1900997 permit so that I could continue with the inspections that are required and do whatever additional inspections are required for the ADU. You know, I just don't understand why I was given information that I was, that appears to me to be incorrect. So, you know, that's all I have. It's just, I don't know, maybe I'm missing something that you required more information on. If there is, well, please let me know. I can clarify anything else that you require.
No, thank you. And my specific role to today, Mr. Tatum, just to be clear, is it's a sort of a bigger picture, looking at whether this use of this structure as an ADU is an appropriate use in terms of the details of permitting and how each specific permit relates to each other permit. I am not an expert on that, just so you know. My role is very limited, and I'm just trying to determine whether an ADU would be an appropriate use on your property. And that's my limited role in this process.
Yes, no, I understand.
Okay, great. Well, thank you. Well, at this point then, we'll go back to Ms. Robles. Just wanted to point for the record that we do not have any other members of the public or any members of the public that have joined us. So Ms. Robles, if you had any additional thoughts you wanted to share.
Yes. So the conditional use permit is a land use decision. It has nothing to do with how you improve the interior of the cottage. And then, as I explained to Mr. Tatum in an email dated Tuesday, Mr. Tatum, can you please mute yourself?
Yeah.
As I explained to Mr. Tatum in an email dated November 2nd, conditions 20 through 23 and 25 through 27, which are the conditions that he had an issue with, are standard conditions for ADUs in Kitsap County. These conditions originate from development engineering and public works, and they're not within my purview as an environmental and land use planner. The conditions are meant to make the applicant aware of requirements should the project go outside of its initial scope, which sometimes happens, and guide any future inspectors. While none of these conditions currently apply to the project, they are standard inclusion for ADU permits and is best practice from our end to include them. Condition 25 in particular is a requirement because you're adding a habitable unit to the property, certifies there's sufficient road capacity for additional residents. Condition 26 says existing approaches may need to be improved to meet current standards. This is not a requirement, but maybe within the future building permit. And then to the concerns about the previous permit 19-00197, I believe, that building permit is required for the permitting of the ADU in addition to this land use decision. And our expiration kind of procedure kind of trips people up. Permits don't expire for like a year after that like expiration date. You will still need that building permit. It won't be approved until after this land use decision, the conditional use permit is approved, but you do not need another building permit. That building permit should still suffice.
Okay. Thank you. I normally don't do a back and forth, but we don't have a lot of folks here. Mr. Tatum, I'll give you one final opportunity. Again, to be clear, my role is just to assess whether this is an appropriate use. If you want to get into nitty gritty on building permits, I suggest you wait and do that independently of today, but go ahead if you had a final thought you wanted to share. You might need to hit star six.
Can you hear me now?
We've got quite an echo.
Hold on. Can you hear me now?
There we go. That's much better. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm actually using the computer now. I logged on a different computer to see if that would work any better. Okay, great. No, I just wanted to just weigh in and thank Roxanne. That's the first I hear about the previous permit and how that's handled. Unfortunately, the staff did not give me that information when I called, so I was a little bit distraught about that. But otherwise, I understand, you know, in talking with the staff that this much of that is boilerplate, and it depends on the actual building permit that's issued and what needs to be done. And the review may not represent specifically my situation, which in some cases it does not. And as far as going forward, the building permit captures that, then, you know, I'm okay with that as well. And I just wanted to thank Roxanne for the clarification.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mr. Tatum. So Ms. Robles, I assume nothing else from county staff at this point? Looks like a no.
No, nothing.
Excellent. So I will take everything I received in the record, which was 18 exhibits, under consideration. And ultimately, because of the COVID-19 situation and remote hearings, there's a policy in Kitsap County to leave the record open for 1 week at the end of the hearing to ensure that if there was anyone that has struggled or was unable to participate because of technological challenges to submit testimony in lieu of, written comments in lieu of live testimony. So theoretically, then the record will close a week from today, and my decision will issue within 2 weeks or 10 business days of that point. It's sort of my hope to get this done quicker, but you will have a decision within 3 weeks, and I wish you the best of luck moving forward. So with that, we can end today's hearing. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.